Welcome to the regular episodes of Darker Tides, the Carrion Crown actual play podcast. I hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side.
So, last time, two of you were having hangovers. One of you was left in the house to not speak to people because you have a tendency to rub them the violent way. And you were out getting the answers to the questions that he wanted answers to in a more diplomatic way than you would have. So, you were on your way back to report the information that you had found.
Yes.
To me. Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm looking at my notes and I did not write any of that information down.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you remember the questions that you were asking?
Yes. I wanted to know why the warden's wife was at the prison, because it didn't seem that would be an appropriate place for a woman to be.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know why she died or how she died with the other inmates.
I remember you asking the people that the daughter of the schoolgirl singing as well.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. We were trying to find the origin of the
nursery rhyme.
The nursery rhyme.
Okay. And I don't believe they had an answer for where that came from.
No. Everybody was like, no, I've never heard of that. And so basically, yes, I got buckets.
Okay.
Because nobody was able to answer any of those questions.
That is, and it is true. And there's going to be,
I'll go back and report that the town is full of idiots.
I could have told you that.
Starting to become coherently not destructive anymore to yourselves.
Never destructive to myself. I don't think I was destructive to myself either. When I am conscious enough to wander down and don't wander to the kitchen for food.
Okay.
I assume I'm hungry at this point.
Yeah. So I do remember
when I see him coming into the kitchen.
Yeah.
When I see him coming in the kitchen, I'll start banging the pots really loud.
Are you still in the kitchen as well?
No, he wasn't in the kitchen.
I thought he fell asleep in the kitchen.
I found a random room with a soft pencil.
Yeah, he was holding his breath.
He got food, but he took that food too.
I thought you fell asleep in the kitchen with the
breath. Yes, I had breakfast in bed. And by bed, I'm in a chair.
Yes.
Home is where the heart is, and bed is where you sleep.
Stop banging the pots and tell me where the hand is.
Out there in the smokehouse.
Is there a smokehouse I can actually go get some hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's something out there that is playing that function.
Okay.
Okay, so I did in review of the thing. So you have found out things about the Whispering Way. Mm-hmm. And you have not researched anything other than that at this point.
And a little bit of Harrison.
Right, a tiny bit. You only found, like...
I know when it was founded.
You know, when it was destroyed.
And when it was founded.
And when it was founded and built. But that was as much as you've been able to find?
That it's been vacant, and that there are rumors that it's haunted, and that Ravengrove was founded at the same time, and... the warden and his wife perished in a riot or whatever happened. So.
Yeah, the tragedy.
Yeah.
As they like to refer to it. Okay. Yeah, that's basically what you guys... Now, if you want to keep searching for more things, you can. Because that is another option. Like, you've been sitting in the house, so...
The only thing I think we need to really search for is we need to go back to the Temple of Erasmus. Because they said 2 days, and it's been
a couple of days.
Yeah.
It has been a couple of days.
Where is the temple again on the map?
Way up in the north side.
It is. It's the one place I remember where it's at on the map. And these are the council members. It's the M. G is for goddamn stay away from it.
But she likes me.
Well, except for you. N is new house, because that's where you're staying. And the rest of it are just like,
are you sure G's
dummy not, can't break in?
Are you sure G's not gnome in disguise?
I am positive of that, because there would never be that.
And I'm pretty sure a gnome is a non-bearded boy.
I don't know, I've seen gnomes with beards. Yeah.
That's called a dwarf.
They're too small to be a dwarf.
But they've got a beard, it's like a half dwarf.
I mean, they also have red hats and blue hats.
I do know that there are other locations that you could do research. One is the Temple of Pharasma. The other is the Unfurling Scroll. And the last is the Town Hall. So those are the places where you can do actual research into various things, and based on how much the people in town trust you is either you have to use that or you have to basically make a diplomacy check. Mm. Your real strong suit.
Exactly.
You do have two people that can do diplomacy.
Yeah.
That is true. But that means you're going to have to trust them to talk you through.
I'm phenomenally liked by everyone.
Yeah, actually three, because you're...
I make all of you guys look awesome.
The trouble is, it takes the three of us in combination just to make up for it.
just to get to a...
It's like an even footing.
Yeah,
3-1. So those are your options if you want to do more research. Because you've kind of exhausted everything in the house.
Right.
And most of that was all about the whispering. Anything else that you want to find out about, if you want to do actual research on Harrowstone, you have to find where in all of those libraries is going to be the best place to do that.
So I think we should head. I think we should head back to the temple this afternoon.
Okay.
That's good. And maybe camp Harrowstone tomorrow, first thing in the morning. Whether we find anything out or not.
That sounds good. I would like to go to the scroll, the Unfurling Scroll.
Unfurling Scroll? Okay. So which one would you like to hit first?
I believe you should choose one of us to go with the Unfurling Scroll to talk.
That's fine.
Who would you like to hit?
I mean, you can both come if you'd like.
I don't think we both need to go. If one of us wants to go to the temple and the other one to go to the Unfurling Scroll.
Okay.
I was going to go to the temple too.
Oh. Never mind then.
We can all go out.
I guess we don't have to split the party.
We should always split the party. Sure, go for it. I love when the party split. I mean,
off to the Temple of Pharasma.
To the Temple of Pharasma with you!
What's the weather like today?
It is cloudy. You arrive at the temple. It is middle of the day. It is again cloudy, pretty cold, misty, typical Swabian weather for summer.
Is that really what season is in summer?
I don't know. It never really said, so I'm assuming that it's probably like springish.
Okay.
It's always green.
Yeah.
Kind of like the weather here.
Usalov doesn't have weather.
As is the law.
So, you arrive at the temple, and it's got its big stained glass windows. I mean, it's really a nice building. As you guys walk in, you see a couple of acolytes cleaning, you know, kind of getting stuff organized in there, because they're always cleaning something. You also see the priest actually up there, like, doing something up at the front of the church.
I head towards the priest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Looks up when you guys get closer. He's like, can I help you?
Yes, we have come back about those names that we asked for. And we were hoping we could possibly dig into any records you have on Harrowstone and Tall.
Well, let's see here. Well, I have been working on... You wanted the list of all the prisoners that were there?
Correct.
Okay. So we've amassed as many as we can from the records. It appears that there were about 200 at the time. He's like, yeah, there were about 200. Most of them were just common criminals. You know, it was just
that. Now you say most, so that was there a few that weren't so common? More uncommon criminals?
Yes.
Were any of them there for things like ritual sacrifice or anything like that? That is a 23.
Would anyone like to aid a roll?
You can always roll it.
You can always roll it.
No, I'm kidding.
What am I doing?
If you want to aid another, basically you made a d20 roll.
Okay.
As if you were making the skill check.
Your target number is only 10.
Oh, well, the bonus save?
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, that's 10. That's exactly 10.
Which adds
2.
I will also try to play. That misses.
Okay. So what are you offering into the, as this is all going on?
Because
this is you helping him.
Yes. I'm still hungover, so I like jumped on my feet and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say.
Okay.
I don't know. How would I help? I guess I would just, because we're just trying to get into the records, right?
We're trying to learn the records. And in this case, we got specific questions about special prisoners.
I'm wondering, I would like to ask, he had to assemble the names of the people that were at the prison. Is there a list of people, is there another list from earlier that we can compare to see if anybody was missing? Like, were there people missing from the mountain?
Well, nobody's been down.
Okay.
That's the problem. Half of the prison collapsed during the fire. And nobody's been down.
Did any of them have a penchant for beheading people? Or maybe feeding people to sturgeons? Sturgeon?
Sturgeons.
I don't know the plural of sturge.
Sturgeons.
Or spelling things.
What?
The little girls, they sang the thing. Put her on the bed, take a knife and lock her hand.
And her interrupts. Hang on, did you just ask if anybody in the prison can spell?
The last line.
Like spell?
Yes, the last line.
Spelled her name.
It's a wise question. It is important to spell her name correctly, or you will die.
I guess.
I read a lot of books. If you spell things wrong, you can change things on a lot.
Fair enough, I suppose. But
I once went to a banquet where they served everyone a dinner. That's very tragic.
Do you have it written down?
I do. You can read my handwriting, it starts.
I'll try.
This isn't yogurt, this is sand.
Put her body on the bed, take a knife and lock her head. With the blade, comes out the pipe, booms the sturge, sonnet, and write.
So nice and right.
Nice, so nice and right. Drops of red so sparkling bright, splatters, spell the name just right.
That's all I get. My handwriting is atrocious. I have people that do it for me. Well?
Have you heard the line before?
No, but I know who those five are. I assume beheading was a criminal.
Who are they?
Well, Harrowstone was unique. In that every year they would bring the most egregious offenders before they were executed. And it was usually maybe one, maybe two if it was a really bad year. The year of the fire, there were five people. Now, as far as anything else, I mean, I was around, but I wasn't really, I was doing other things at that time. I was actually traveling for the church, so I know that it happened, but I don't know the particulars. If you're interested, I can take you down to where that is in our library.
Yes.
And you could research it yourselves.
That'd be most appreciated.
Wonderful.
Okay. Follow me. And he takes you down the weird way that you had to go down into like the underground with, and I mean, it's an amazing library. It has, he's like, well, that, all of the stuff on the Harrow Stone is over, you know, he's like, it's this case and this scroll case. And if you want to, you may make, as you're going to spend time researching now, at this point, he's like, if you need anything, I'll be upstairs. Just send somebody and I'll come down and I'll help if I can. He basically leads you to looking through. What you're going to need is either a knowledge of history or knowledge of local. He's like, I will calmly sit here and watch. You too?
Yeah, I have religion and nature.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Which I love. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, the local.
Grad local as well. 25.
Okay.
Only at 23.
Okay. So, the information that you had accrued about Harrow Stone was the build date, when it was destroyed, and all of that. Now, most of the hardened criminals sent to Harrowstone spent only a few months in prison. Okay. From here, that's where most of Ustlov's executions during that era were carried out, mentioned in Harrowstone. The fire that caused the tragedy was kind of, in fact, a blessing in disguise. Because the prisoners had rioted and actually gained control of the prison's dungeons immediately prior to the fire. It was only through the self-sacrifice of the warden and 23 of his guards that the prisoners were prevented from escaping. The guards gave their lives to save the town of Ravenbrow. Now, at that time that it burned, five particularly notorious criminals had recently arrived at the prison. While the commonly held belief is that the tragic fire began accidentally after the riot began, in fact, the prisoners had already seized control of the dungeon and had been in command of the lower level for several hours before the fire had started. The warden actually triggered a deadfall to seal the rioting prisoners in the lower level, but in doing so, he trapped himself and the nearly two dozen guards with him. The prisoners were in the process of escaping when the panicked guards accidentally started the fire in a desperate attempt to end the riot. Now, if you want to do any more looking into those five prisoners, you may, and those would also be in this area as well, so you will then make a knowledge history or knowledge local again.
19.
Okay.
20 for me.
Okay. Originally, Harrow Stone only housed local criminals. But as the prison's fame actually spread, other countries and distant lands began to pay to have more dangerous criminals housed within this prison's walls. At the time of the Great Harrow Stone Fire, the number of particularly violent or dangerous criminals imprisoned within the dungeon below was at an all-time high. That's about all that you can find. You find that, in addition, there were five of the most notorious prisoners in Harrow Stone at the time of the Great Fire, but you also know their names. And that was Father Charlatan, the Lopper, the Mosswater Marauder, the Piper of Ilmarsh, and the Splatterman.
What was the Piper again?
Piper of Illmarsh.
The Mosswater Marauder? Marauder.
Mosswater Marauder. Yeah.
Sounds like a Scooby Doo.
It might have been. It might have been. It probably wasn't. But unless you have knowledge local and want to make a
no,
check,
I really don't.
You really can't.
Are you sharing the names with
Father? Yes, I will.
Can I look into Father Charlton more?
You need to make another knowledge local check.
Well, that's
12. You just can't seem to find anything on it.
I will look as well. Not even a foot.
Yeah. You guys can't seem to find if there's anything else.
Oh, no.
So.
Then can I also look into the splatter bin?
Yeah,
we're not going to look into all of them.
That's fair. 23 on the splatter.
Okay.
Lower.
No. 23 is what you rolled?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Simon Phoenix wasn't one of the prisoners.
Professor Faraby. He was a celebrated scholar of anthro... Panamastics.
Can I get that in English?
It is the study of personal names and their origins. At the Quarterfax Archives in Caliphage. Yet an accidental association with a succubus twisted and warped his study, turning it into an obsession. Faramund became obsessed with the power of a name and how he could use it to terrify and control. Soon enough, his reputation was ruined. He had lost his tenure, and he developed an uncontrollable obsession with an imaginary link between a person's name and what happens to that name when the person dies. Every few days, he would secretly arrange for his victims to find a letter with her name written in blood. Perhaps smeared on a wall or spelled out with carefully arranged entrails. Once he had spelled his victim's name, he would at last come to her, killing her in a gory mess using a complex traps or series of rigged events meant to look like an answer.
Spelling out her name with blood?
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Yeah.
You know, with the Spider Man.
Yes. And you've looked, yeah, okay.
You get the feeling that would be important.
We've also met your father.
Sure. And you look at Father Charlton. And you look into...
We're just going to look into the law.
Okay.
Yeah.
I rolled a 21 on the locker.
Okay.
I less than that.
Okay, the locker. When the locker stopped prey, he would hide in most unlikely of places, sometimes for days upon end, with only a few supplies to keep him going while he waited for the exact right moment to strike. Once his target was alone, the Lopper would emerge to savagely behead his victim with a hand.
Does the Lopper have a real name?
It's Vance Setresel, SETRESSL.
A roll of 25 on the ball.
Only 5 years before, his hometown of Mosswater was destined to be overrun and ruined by monsters from the nearby river. Ispin Onyx Cudgel was a well-liked artisan and a doting husband. When he discovered his wife's infidelity, he flew into a jealous rage and struck her dead with his hammer, shattering her skull and his sanity with one murderous blow. Racked with shame and guilt, Ispin became convinced that if he could rebuild his wife's skull, she would come back to life. But unfortunately, he could not find the last blade-shaped fragment from the murder site. So instead, Ispin became the Mosswater Marauder. Over the course of several weeks, the cunning dwarf stalked and murdered nearly 20 people. While searching for the right skull fragment, he was captured just before murdering the daughter of a visiting nobleman from Varnow and was carted off to Harrowstone that same night.
And I rolled a 24 on the night.
His real name is unknown.
A strange name.
Real name unknown. Before he snatched his victims, the piper taunted his targets with a mournful dirge on his flute. He preferred to paralyze lone victims by dosing their meals with lich dust, and then allowing his pet sturges to drink the victims dry.
And I share everything that I just researched with you all.
It takes you a couple of hours to get all of that. Between looking through all the different books and everything, you eventually find all of this. But the father is the only one that seems to mind anything on. But it could just be that you haven't found it. You'd have to come back like tomorrow or something maybe and reattempt
the library.
Isn't that a possibility? It could just not be here.
There's the scroll we want.
Okay.
Actually, I'm gonna call the priest down or get one of the younglings to call the priest down.
Okay.
Father, you happen to know anything about Father Charleston? We couldn't find anything on him. Or where the info would be on him.
If it wasn't with the rest of the stuff from Harrowstone, then I'm not entirely sure where it would be. Because I believe he was one of the...
he was one of the last five bad...
Yeah, but what I mean is...
Would the line "watch the blood come out the pipe" be anything? It's the only line of that rhyme I can't match up to one of the other prisoners we found. And it could be linked with that one too.
Yeah, it's like couplets. So two lines for each. So you like put her body on the bed, take a knife from off her head, watch the blood come out the pipe, feed the sturges, so nice and light.
Oh, there was more. I missed it. I didn't realize there was more of the rhyme on the next page. With a hammer killed his wife. Now he wants to claim your life. Trixie father tells a lie. Listen close or you will die.
I guess telling that father tells.
He would probably be a Trixie father.
Probably. He looks at the thing and he's like... He reaches up and you see, like, he pulls a scroll out. And then you see there's another one left, like, in between. It's, like, between things. Like, as he pulls it out, there's another one in. Like, it was just, like, two of them got rolled up together. And he's like, oh. And he pulls it out and he opens it up and he's like, oh, there's your answer.
So we did miss it.
I thought we had everything on the file. And it has, of the five... notorious prisoners. Only Father Charlatan was not technically a murderer. Yet his crimes were so blasphemous that several churches demanded that he be punished to the full extent of Ustilavic law. Although he claimed to be an ordained priest of any number of faiths, Father Corbin was in fact a traveling con artist who used faith as a mask and a means to bilk the faithful out of their money in payment for false miracles or curses. He became known as Father Charlatan after his scheme was exposed, and his Shasani accomplices murdered a half dozen city guards in an attempt to make good the group's escape.
I assume calling himself Father Charlatan would be a little ballsy, but you didn't find out it was an alias.
That was an actor.
It's my fantasy. Any of the deities that he...
Oh, he did several. All over the place.
I thought maybe... Tell me, it can be razzing.
No, he is. He would do like Erasmo. He would do, you know, like a lot of them. This wasn't like a one deal. Like each town, it was a different priest that he was the priest of some other faith. You don't have information on the five.
Do we need anything else from the library? I'm asking the gang.
It's all the information I came for.
Okay.
Father, do you have anything that would help us when we go to the Harrowstone to protect us from the spirits of the five?
I don't know if they are.
Well, we've heard from many reliable sources in the town that this place is possible.
reliable.
Yes.
Really? Who?
Yes. I'm not so good with names.
I would tell you their names in exchange for things that will help us.
Well, I'm not.
Hang on, you're not making deals, okay? Moving on.
There was the gentleman at the tavern.
The bartender?
Yes. Yeah. Never did catch his name.
I got his name, but I don't remember it.
Knowledge is power. You surrender it so easily.
Wow, okay.
Well, no, I never got his name, so I didn't surrender. But technically, I still have the power.
You see, that is true.
Because secrets are knowledge.
Zokar, that's it. That's his name. Just remember.
I'm still choosing not to remember.
Not only does our thief bad his job, he's also a fool.
Wow, okay.
I believe he likes to be referred to as an acquisitions man.
I'm a business man.
I speak correctly.
Speak incorrectly.
If this is going to devolve into anything else, I prefer it didn't happen. So,
I promise you it won't.
Anything we should know about the proper identification of haunted places?
Well, nobody goes up there, just because nobody goes up there. I mean, do you go to places of tragedy because you want to?
If there is knowledge to be gained, yes.
Well, then, have at it.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you for letting us see your library.
Yes, it was quite nice. Compliments are acceptable, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I would work on the filing system, though. Whole scroll roll is going to scroll thing.
Well,
I don't need to.
Oh, it was just, it happens when somebody didn't put it away.
Acolytes don't do what they're supposed to do.
You don't punish them.
I am just as charismatic as other members of this party.
You should prompt my old master head. I would be such a way.
Sure. Well, gentlemen, I really do need to,
certainly.
For evening services, so.
Certainly.
And he shows you out.
Yeah.
Unless you would like to stay for the services.
Nah, I think I'm pretty good at bio services. I would be privately.
How long are typical services?
Oh, 2.5 hours.
It is unfortunate I already have another appointment. I feel we
probably at the bar again, knowing him.
That's what I was afraid of.
Dwarves drink like they don't want to live anymore.
There are some deities that would appreciate that type of worship.
It's awesome. Okay, so where do you guys head from here?
We were talking about going to the Unfurled Scroll of the Horse. Yes. So do we want to go there?
Yep.
Okay.
It is getting sunset, so they may not be open. Just so you have a heads up, but you can head over there if you want and see if they're open. You arrive, and it is in fact closed. And we'll scroll just so you guys know. It is. You also notice when you actually arrive, you notice that it's actually partly it looks like a schoolhouse as well as a business.
How bad do we need to get in here?
Not that bad.
Okay.
Can you get us in?
Probably.
I have my doubts.
I have my doubts whether or not you should get us in.
Yeah. not worried about should.
He would fail. He's afraid.
Okay. Now I'm going in.
Very well.
And now I'm going back to the house. Good luck with that. You enjoy yourself.
Okay. So let's do this. Windows, doors, what are we talking?
Yes to all.
Holes in the roof?
Oh, no.
Hold on a second. I'm here for a second.
Yes.
Isn't this the thief without disabled device?
That's so stupid about that. I didn't know that was a second skill.
You should check over the door for it.
Good plan, Chuckles. I'll do that.
Okay. Well, and we will stop here, and we will see you guys next week. The exciting conclusion of if he can get the damn door open.
Sweet. Gypsies the GM is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 International License. All copyrighted material referenced herein is held by their respective owners. No infringement intended, and no claim of ownership is implied. The music for the show is Dark Times by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com, and it is released under a Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license.